Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel. I am so happy to be with you this morning. It is a beautiful morning. It is our 4th of July weekend. So most people that I know are out and about, either on their way somewhere or getting ready to go somewhere or getting ready for the weekend. Many people have the day off. So I am happy to be here with you today. I myself have traveled and am enjoying my weekend and was inspired with the subject today of Ignite Your Freedom and Create Your Life Today in honor of our celebration of freedom this week with all of the things that have been happening in our community in addition to the wonderful Independence Day that we have coming up tomorrow. So today's program is going to specifically speak to your ability to create using the gift of freedom, for we all have this freedom of choice and the freedom to exist and the freedom to create that the Divine Father has given us. So before we begin today, I want to, as always, ask you to stop so we can create this connection and be ready to receive the information that is going to come to us this wonderful morning. As usual, for those of you who are not in a situation where you can stop, where you need to focus, if you're driving or doing anything where distraction could be dangerous for you or others, please continue to listen if you are able to, but do not stop to create any kind of a connection with me. You can come back and listen to the rebroadcast when it's a little more convenient for you. But for the rest of us, let's take a moment to sit down and relax, take a deep breath in so that you can create a centered, tranquil space so that the information that comes to you now can be processed, can be filtered, and can be used for your greater good, and that you can be open to receive that which you need to move your life forward today. Deep breath in, relax, dismiss the negativity, dismiss the distraction, dismiss anything that is keeping you from this moment that you've created for yourself here. Let the breath out and just release and relax. One more time, deep breath in, accepting the support and the love that is around you, that is here for you, that is here to make you powerful, and release. And we're going to begin. So today's subject, once again, ignite your freedom and create your life today. And specifically, we're going to be talking about what that freedom means to you, and what that freedom is that has been given to you, and what you can do with it, and how you need to focus on it so that you can create this powerful place that you're attempting to go. And when I created this program, I wanted to make sure that we understood the powerful meaning of freedom. And freedom is defined as the power to or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or resistance. I'm going to repeat that. The power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants, without hindrance or restraint. I said resistance the first time. And it is a powerful statement. Most of us don't understand how powerful a statement it is. We often say in our community, in our society, that many people take freedom for granted, and they do. We take our inherent rights to freedom for granted. As members of a society, we doubly take them for granted as members of our spiritual society, because the divine has given us the greatest freedom that can be given as a gift to anyone. And the majority of that freedom being your freedom of choice. You have a choice. You can decide where your life goes. You can decide what to do with your life. You can decide what steps to take. And the choices that you make in your life to take these steps will result in the things that you want to accomplish or being distracted and going off in another direction. I've got 4 points that we're going to talk about today that will help you focus, because it is my passion, my desire, my friend, that you create that life. So many of you have emailed me and talked to me and meet you in the community and like, I have this vision, I have this dream, I have the desire to do these things and I can't accomplish them because, and we have a long list of the because. Well, I have 4 points for you to break through the because. And those 4 points are wrapped around this concept of you accepting this gift of freedom and empowering yourself to do something with it. And those 4 points being understanding, believing, accepting, and acting. Once again, understanding, believing, accepting, and acting. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the understanding first. Understanding what? Quite simple. Understanding that you have this simple freedom that has been given to you and what it means. The choices that we make. That you can choose to do and to be and to represent what you so choose. It's that simple. And that this is something that all of us have a right to do. Even though sometimes we like to talk to ourselves and to the people around us about how we don't have these freedoms. We have the unique freedom to make decisions about ourselves and then move forward with that and understanding what that means. When you woke up this morning and you made the choice to wear whatever it is you chose to wear and to step out in the world the way you chose to step out in the world, you made those choices. You went to work, but you chose to work at that place. You met with your friends, and you chose those friends that you met with. You committed your time with your spouse, but you chose that spouse that you're with. Everything in life that we are doing are all reflections of the choices that we make. We can choose to look at ourselves through the filters of whatever pains or comforts or actions that have been put upon us. We can accept that these filters around us, we have perhaps created ourselves. They are filters. They are simple filters, simple filters that we have created ourselves, right? And we chose to create them, and we can choose to listen to them. Every step you take, you have the freedom to accept the challenge and take that step. That's what the understanding is. If you can't understand that, it's hard to move past that. You know what I mean? It's hard to look at something that is unpleasant in your life and dismiss it if you don't understand that you have the freedom to dismiss it. You have the ability to make the choice to make that unpleasantness go away. You can choose to walk through it like it is not even there, like it is just an illusion, because, my friend, that's what it is. It is just an illusion. Don't live your life in illusion. Live your life in power and choose to do so. That is your right. So that's the understanding part. I'm a firm believer in journals. I speak about journaling a lot. Journaling is a powerful tool that we all can benefit from. And one of the things that you can do with journaling is really working through this process of understanding this freedom, working through the things that you have been struggling with in your journey, working through the things that have held you back, working through the lessons that you feel perhaps you haven't completed yet, or those traps and stumbling blocks that we run into over and over again. It's like, why am I here again? I take 2 steps forward, I take a step back, and I'm always confronted with this one situation, this one type of person, this one type of mate. Why do I keep stepping in this hole? My friend, because you're choosing to. That's hard to hear sometimes, but it's true. You are getting on that train because you're choosing to. And you have the freedom to no longer choose to do that. You can stop. You can let the train go by your station and no longer accept passengers. You have a choice because you have this inherent freedom that has been given to you as your gift, believing that this freedom is a gift to you from the divine, believing that It is a joyous, triumphant, and powerful gift that has been given to you to make your life powerful. That it is not a torturous punishment that you are deserving. That this is a gift that the divine has reached down, see it wrapped in a beautiful golden package with beautiful red ribbons as it's handed to you for you to open and reveal. For it is your gift. No other creature on the planet has this gift. No other creature on this planet was given this blessing. You have been. We all have been. Believe that this freedom is a gift to you. As the train approaches the station, believe that you have the ability to say, I am not going to do this again because I am choosing not to do this again. You have to believe that. You know what we call that? We call that having faith. You have to have faith that this gift of freedom is a powerful gift that will shoot you through to the next level without fear, without doubt. Powerful stuff and important stuff for you to remember. The next piece, the next point, is accepting that you are worthy of this gift. I alluded to that when we spoke about it, believing in it. As this gift is handed to you, without hesitation, understanding that this is not handed to you because there was a confusion at the packing station, that it was accidentally delivered to you and it was meant for someone else. Oh, no, 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 no. There are no mistakes. When the divine hands you a gift, that gift is handed to you because it is meant for you. It is not handed to you because you were in the wrong line and the person behind you was the one that was supposed to receive it. It was handed to you because it was meant for you. This is your gift. Accept it and know that you are worthy of the gift. The freedom to choose is a deeply seated gift that is important to your success, because the steps that you take, every little step, every tiptoe, every run, every leap, every climb is important. As important as the last one and as important as the next one, because they are choices that you're going to make and the divine trusts every choice that you make. Why can't you accept your worthiness? Fill your heart with love. For this one moment, close your eyes and see this gift being handed to you. See it. See the box wrapped in an elegant, decorated wrapping design on the paper with a beautiful ribbon on it. And see it handed to you from on high, from next to you, wherever you feel that is coming from, see it handed from you. Like a child on Christmas morning, and you're anticipating the power of this gift, and without hesitation, you reach up and you pull it into you. Place it in your heart, because that's where it belongs. This is your gift. And my friend, you are worthy of this gift. This gift is something that's going to take you to the annals of time. This gift is going to take you and shoot you into the stars. This gift is going to light you up and you will explode into something amazing and awesome and powerful because you are worthy. Accept it. Understand that you have the freedom to make the choices that you need to make. Believe that this freedom is a gift to you from the divine and accept that you are worthy. Most important after that, the final step I'm going to give you today is acting on the magnificent gift of freedom to create your life today. Act today. You've accepted that you are worthy. Well, now, of course, you must act. What does that mean? I have a thing I say to my clients And anybody who wants to listen wants to hear it. Like, you should do something every day. Every single day you should take a step towards this person that you're attempting to become. Whether it's making a phone call, whether it's writing a blog entry, whether it is making some plan, whether it is walking to a destination, whether it is going to a day spa and taking care of yourself so you can be ready, whether it is reaching out on the internet to do research on something. But every day you should take a step in the direction of what it is that you wish to become. Because if you can train your being to accept that you are becoming who you are planning to become, just like training a muscle, your being will wake up in time and will accept it. And like a magic trick, you will become overnight that person, that being that you are attempting to become. It is really that simple. For those of you who do like to work out, it's another part of my life where I enjoy helping people, is helping them train and develop themselves so they can get stronger and they can get to their fitness goals. And it's a process. You have to work out a certain way. You have to put disciplines in your life that have consistency so that you can reach these goals, right? It's the same in every area of your life. You cannot excel in school if you don't have that consistency, if you don't have the disciplines. Creating your life is the same. Acting today on this magnificent gift of freedom to create your life today. You will wake up one day and your life will be around you. That dream will unfold and you will be confused for a moment because you will be in this place that you've been dreaming of and you'll say, how did this happen? And I say to you, because you created it. Because you created it. You have to accept that you are worthy, and you have to take action because you have to choose each step. Walk out into the world today and take the steps with courage, tenacity, and focus. Don't be afraid, my friend. Don't be afraid because they won't. Don't jump off a building and pretend that you can fly. Take a leap of faith and know that you can fly. Act today on the magnificent gift of freedom to create your life today. So now let's go back to the discussion of journaling. For those of you who have a journal, I'm going to give you an exercise that I want you to do. For those of you who do not have a journal, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and that homework assignment is to get yourself a journal. Whether you go somewhere and purchase a grand, leather-bound, fantastic journal, or you just go to your local drugstore and get a spiral-bound notebook, doesn't really matter. The more you journal, the more you want your journal to just feel very wonderful and feel beautiful and be close to you. But when you first start journaling, it's not important. You could journal on copy machine paper and leave stacks of paper off to the side. However journaling works for you, that's what you should do. But I encourage you to journal every day, especially if you're attempting to create a life mission, because it's very distracting as your dragons come out to play and your obstacles come to meet you in the face, and you don't have a process through which to work these things out. As you work these things out, the distractions become less impactful in your life, and you're able to create your life in more power. So back to the exercise. I gave you your 4 points. Understanding that you have this freedom, believing that this freedom is a gift given to you by the divine, acceptance that you are worthy of this gift, and then finally acting today on this magnificent gift of freedom to create your life today. Those are your 4 points, and the exercise I'm going to give you with those 4 points is pretty simple. First thing I would like you to do is to journal about understanding that you have the freedom. And in this exercise, with this 1 point, the discussion that I want you to have with yourself and with your internal energies and the muses or voices through which you communicate in your journal, the exercise and discussion I want you to have is what freedom means to me. I know it sounds like a school exercise, but it's not a school exercise. It is a life exercise. Because to understand the freedom that you've been given, you really need to understand what freedom means and what it means to you. Because the freedom that I'm speaking of here is your freedom to choose, the freedom to make choices about how you're going to act, choices about who you're going to interact with, choices about what jobs you're going to take, choices about where you're going to move, the choices that you need to make to move your life forward in power, and move your life forward in prosperity and abundant joy. And this is all very, very important. So before you can do this, you need to understand what your relationship is to that wonderful word freedom is, so that you can create your life in freedom. And so that you can confront the things that stand in front of you or the people that stand in front of you to challenge you by expressing how this freedom to do what you feel you need to do is your freedom. They too have the freedom. They have the freedom to tell you how wrong they believe it is, this thing that you're doing. Just as you have the freedom to retort and say, I accept that. Thank you for sharing. In the meantime, I'm not going to get on your train today. Once you have gone through the process of coming to terms of understanding your relationship with this term freedom, then I want you to ask yourself some simple questions around whether or not you understand that you have this freedom, and work through that until you are no longer questioning it, until you are just writing about how wonderful it is that you have this freedom. So you can no longer question. If it takes you 3 days, use the 3 days. But just write through the process of questioning whether or not you have this freedom. When you no longer question, move on to the next step. And that next step being believing that the freedom is a gift from the divine, believing that this connection you have with the divine source is why you have this freedom, and that it was given to you because you are worthy, right? Believing in it, having faith in the freedom, knowing that this freedom is going to take you to the next step, knowing that no one can take this freedom from you, knowing that this freedom is the most powerful thing that you have been given, question or hesitation, this gift was given to you. Right? Journal that. If you really understand, if you came to terms with understanding freedom, the belief in the freedom step shouldn't take you as long. And if you're wrestling with it, go back and work through the understanding step again. Once you have gone through the belief step and you no longer have any hesitations around the faith piece, take on the next step and start that journal entry with this statement: I am worthy of this freedom because the divine has given it to me. And journal from there. I am worthy of this freedom because the divine has given it to me, period. And then journal from there. Allow yourself to receive. This may be one of the most powerful journal activities you do, because you may be very emotional as you go through this. I have cried going through this process myself. Acceptance of a wonderful gift if you truly get that acceptance, it will be powerful for you. Understand that you have the freedom, believe that the freedom is a gift, and accept that you are worthy. Those are the three journal points that I want you to work through. Once you have gone through those three points in your journal and you feel you've completed the process, it can take an hour, it can take a month, but let it work itself through. The sooner you do it, the faster the process will go for you, and you will be ready to go to the next step. Acting today on this magnificent gift of freedom to create your life today. After you've completed those three points, I want you to write down 10 things. You're going to say 10 days I want you to spend on this one point. 10 things that you're going to do to move forward in the life that you want to create. So what is it that you want to create? Most of you should have already done that by now. If you haven't, you can go back through my podcast or go to my blog, and there's some feedback on how to kind of go through and work out your mission statement and work out some goals. But you need to write down what it is you're attempting to create in your life. Then I want you to write down 10 steps. Start with simpler steps and let them get a little more complicated with each one. 10 steps. Write them down. Step one, step two, step three. Things such as, give you an example, step one may be ordering business cards. Two may be contacting an editor to edit my book. Step three may be getting a website domain. Whatever it is that you need to do to create your life, and then put together this 10-day campaign tomorrow, day one, and just make a goal to do one of those things over the next 10 days. And on the 10th day, when you've completed that 10th step, I want you to sit down with your journal and write about how you feel about who you are today. Because on that 10th day, your life will be tenfold closer to this person you're attempting to create than it is on day one. And I want you to mark how that feels. Now, all of you who are going to do this, I hope you got all that. If you didn't get all that, again, please come back and listen to the rebroadcast. I would love to hear from you to see how that's going. I request that you can send me an email. You can find my information at my website, IgniteAndEvolveCoaching.com. If you check out the blog, my radio entry on the program, all my links are on there now, so you can catch my Facebook page. Please like the Facebook page so that you can see posts from my blog and inspirational messages that I post every day. And that's at Ignite and Evolve on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. So go to the website, IgniteAndEvolveCoaching.com, and get all my contact information. I hope that all of you have a fantastic and joyous holiday weekend. Be safe, be sane, and remember that you are celebrating your personal victory in accepting that you have this freedom to create your life today. And I hope to see you all ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless and take care.